What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We've f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
I want you. I miss you. I love you. I need you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, coming to you live from the Austin Airport's quiet room. Often these are labeled prayer rooms or, you know, multi-faith spaces. I think it's basically so Muslims can go and do a prayer somewhere. But usually there's a little more Muslim stuff. Like, they go, it's for everybody. Because they don't want to... If you go, like, there's a Muslim prayer room at the airport, people go crazy. Not the Muslims. Muslims probably saying, thank you very much. That's what we're about. But this one, you know, it's just... I don't know if you can see. It's not enclosed. There's nothing here. There's no books here. There's a fake plant and a table. And... it's not especially quiet, but, and by the way, I will keep going for as long as I can without getting in trouble. I've tried to secure myself in sort of a inconspicuous corner. You can see over there the window to the prayer room, presumably because they don't want people jacking off in here. And never my intent to masturbate in the quiet room. Just to do the podcast, because I haven't done a podcast this week, because it's been very busy. I'm doing my last gig in America for this year. I'm on my way. It's sold out. Thank you to everybody who's coming. James, isn't it good of you to have been sufficiently organized to have gotten to the airport early enough to record in the Austin Airport quiet room? No. I actually got here barely on time, but my flight... We started taking off, and then he slammed on the brakes, and everyone was pretty spooked, and they said something was wrong with the plane. So now a new plane is being sent from Houston, and I'll be on that plane. Anyway, the important thing, we're all having a good time. We're all having a good time in here in the nooks and crannies. It is nice being in one of the parts of the airport that doesn't get a lot of care and attention. When you find a secret to an airport, one of my favorite things, sometimes there'll be a little museum tucked away. Sometimes, as in the case of the Denver airport, full conspiracy theories abound for that particular airport. Hey, I'll do a little administrative work here off the top of the dome on Patreon. The very special comedy special / documentary / ambient thing / I guess garage mix. Excuse me, I had an orange juice. That was all I got on the flight before I left, was an orange juice and a slam upon the brakes. On the Patreon, it's called Island of Strangers. And it's me hanging out with Sam Clark doing gigs in the UK. And it's a great time. Island of Strangers. It's out on the Patreon. If you want to join the Patreon, that'd be great. If you don't, I understand. Hey, James, is it just Island of Strangers on the Patreon? Or is there a bunch of other stuff? No, there's heaps of stuff. There's so much stuff. You got Wimbledog. You got lots of, you know, almost as many episodes of the bonus podcast as there are of the actual podcast for this. And, you know, the public facing, the one that you're, this one. I think you'll love it. James, do you ever record a bad episode of this podcast and then put it just on the Patreon so that fewer people see it? Yeah, of course. James, do you think you might do that with this one because you're feeling a little more self-conscious in the quiet room than you had hitherto presumed you would be because you thought it was a room and not a... it's just an office cubicle. I mean, I'll show you. I mean, look. I mean, you can see if you've got the visual component out on the YouTube, there's no roof, right? I've been reading Alexander Pope. He's pretty good. I'm reading The Rape of the Lock. And to say I'm enjoying it would be an exaggeration, but I do feel like it's, you know, it's important to put in some of the work if one is going to keep talking like a toffee. Elite. There are just certain things one must do, like read ostensibly for pleasure. What else am I? I mean, boy, if I finished Final Fantasy VI. As a member of the Elite, I finished... No, I don't know, man. Yeah, I played Final Fantasy VI. I finished it. I didn't think it was very good. I've been on the road a lot, and I've been... I tell you, I'm dumber. I'm dumber for having moved around all the time. The jet-setting lifestyle is very bad for deep and reflexive thought. And you'd think that you'd be able to pull on reserves intellectually to cope with just the staggering boredom of being in airports and being pushed around like, you know. And then being in hotels. Gosh, they're depressing places. I tried to write a joke about hotels and airports, and I said, yeah, there's no airport that I wouldn't... there's no airport I've ever been at where I didn't want to kill somebody. And there's no hotel where I haven't wanted to kill myself. And people just looked at me concerned. I don't think that's everybody's feeling about airports and hotels, but that's... You know, I don't feel those things especially strongly. I'm just working on my... You know... We're just working on ourselves. I am looking forward to being home for a bit and being in one place. And in that one place, you know, perhaps learning to cook a meal. I'll never do this. This is like when John Lennon, in the, you know, says, I'm having a home life. I cooked some bread. I bake bread now. That's what John Lennon ran around saying when he wasn't having records. And my dad was always very snarky about that. My dad, who has encyclopedic knowledge of the life of John Lennon, he would go, he baked bread like one time. This one instance of his baking bread. He's very negative about it. But I do, like, I mean, I've been on the road enough that I think, ooh, baking a little bread. Having bread, giving it to people. It's weak, it's grotesque. Is this a form of prayer? I don't think they said no podcasting on the sign out front. I don't know that that's a problem yet for the airport. Clearly there's no special hunger for people to do anything in this quiet room. Turning into a bit of an ASMR type podcast. Oh, mercy me. Mercy me. Mercy, mercy me. Oh, we are turning it into a kind of prayer. Mercy me. God, take mercy on me. Mother Mary, take mercy on me. Sweet Lord, have mercy on me. A sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, take mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, take mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, take mercy on me, a sinner. Take mercy on me or have mercy on me? I don't remember. And it's from translation, so it's probably not. Do we take mercy? Do we have mercy? Have mercy on me? Makes me sound like a table that mercy is some sort of brunch that's being eaten off of. Perhaps I'm hungry. Take mercy on me. Take on me. Take me on. Have mercy for me. Be merciful toward me. Look after me and stop me from suffering. Orient my suffering, if I must suffer, in a way that it is bearable and meaningful, and that I have what little understanding I require to continue with it. I do quite like going on the road. I complain a lot. I'm going off to Washington. Did I tell you? Did I tell you I'm going off to Washington, D.C. today? That's going to be very exciting. I was going to get in early and have a walk around, but now I will get in just on time, and I will go straight to the gig, and then I will record a podcast with Ben Dominich in between the gigs, and then I will, and then I will do another gig. Then I will go home to bed, and then I will fly back home, and then I will be at home. Oh, dear sweet. You know what I've been doing? I, other than this now and the gig tonight, I think two Sabbaths in a row, I managed to keep it holy. That was nice. I don't know what I'm going to do today. It's Sunday today. It's Sunday today, and I thought I would get in early enough to go to an afternoon mass. I don't want to be in a state of mortal sin. I don't. I mean, this is why, of course, this is why one must. I won't be booking shows on Sundays in the future. How's that? I should not have said yes to this one. I think I will get in with enough time to go to a mass and then quickly go to the gig. I don't have to be at the gig exactly at the start time of the gig. I just have to be there by the time I have to go on. I mean, would my audience be happy if people... And now the show must pause for 10 minutes while James sprints over from the cathedral. Now, I think... I mean, does one have an... One only has an obligation to be there for a very specific part of the Mass. I think one can probably leave before the blessing. I, when I'm on the road, do, and I'm ashamed to say this, I find myself leaving before the blessings quite often. Because I am angry. Because I don't want to be there. Because it's not my parish. And something has made me upset. We become less open-minded the more of the world we see. I could rattle off liturgical abuses that had really upset me, but I want you to know, I know that's you know, obviously the abuses are bad, and to some extent it's good to have a proportioned anger at that, but it's mostly me, and sometimes it's not an abuse that gets me upset. It'll be like friggin', you know, guys looking at me a bit too much during the sign of peace. Homily was a bit waffly. Feels a little sterile in here. And I would like to do some work on that. It's hard. You try and fix one thing about yourself and you open up new bad things about yourself. And there's something to be said. Not something I'm going to fully endorse, but I will say there's something to be said for just having your pet problems and just maintaining them so you can control the way that they impact other people. You know, rather than trying to fix that problem and making all sorts of new problems that are going to hurt other people in ways you can't even imagine. Example, nicotine. Nicotine's bad for me. That's a problem. I have the zins. They get in the way. They upset people. I was smoking before that. You know, the kids would never smoke my cigarettes, though, but I worry that sometimes the kids... What if they steal one of my zins? So I'm off the zins now. I'm on nicotine patches, which are crazy. I don't know if I'm on the right amount. It feels way more degenerate than the zinning because I just feel a huge rush. I'm on step two. I'm feeling this, like, massive nicotine flow. It's like, it's simultaneously, I feel like I'm not getting enough and I'm getting way too much because with normal nicotine consumption, you spike and you dip, but this is just permanent boom, 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 boom pumping into me. I like it at the moment. I think I might stay on the patches even if I go back to the cigs and the zins. Or just imagine that. Puffing on a vape, puffing on a cig. Zin, 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 zin. Patch, 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 patch. Overdose, death, no more suffering. Or a lot more suffering, who knows. Ha! I just mean to say, I'm on the nicotine and it's got problems because it's shortening my life and it's, you know... It's a mess, or it makes me stink, or it hurts my gums. There's all these problems with nicotine. But then the bigger... You know, you go, I'll fix that. I'll get off the nicotine, and then I'm just being rude to everybody. And I'm mean, and at least I know when I'm having nicotine all the time, I'm being nicer to people. I'm being nicer to my wife and children. And I feel like they deserve a father who is nice to them. I keep thinking I'm about to get taken out of here. I've always wanted to do a podcast in a prayer room, and this is not a prayer room, this is a quiet room. Is quiet a form of prayer? Is prayer a form of quiet? I'ma pick up a big pitchfork and I'ma start a riot. My poems are not getting any better. But I do have the next one finished. There's the patch. Oh, I'm an oaf. I tried to show off my patch and I hit whatever this is. I'm an oaf, and sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I have delusions of grandeur about, like, I'll start my own airline. That's a frequent one, is I'll start my own airline. I've just gotten to the point where I have enough money for food in the fridge for everybody for a couple of days. And very quickly I've gone to, so I'll start my own airline. James, can you capably get organized enough to pack a bag with the things you need for 2 days? No. I have to buy a toothbrush when I get there. Do you think you're maybe not the sort of person who should be running an airline? Or if you did run an airline, it would go really badly? And how are you getting the finances for the... Shut up! I'm getting my airline! I have just enormous delusions about what I would be capable of. Or what I would want to do. And sometimes I think... Oh, my hope and ambition is gone. I'll just eke out a mediocre little living. Not a mediocre. I'll just eke out what had been my wildest hopes and dreams 6 months ago. Mediocrity. But then I get a little flash of, I don't know, at this point. Oh, what are some? I want to open up a bookstore. I want to sell socks. I want to find the greatest socks in the world. I would like to get a book deal. I would like the Nobel Prize for my poetry. I'd like to make a movie. I would like to stop plans for skyscrapers being built that I disapprove of. I would like to be, as I enjoy doing things with my hand on the video camera. I'm ending the podcast in the sense that I'm going to take it in a new direction. It's going to be the same thing, but I'm going to have a team around me. I've built the team. I have built the team. There's a team, and the quality is going to go, shoo, January. January, I will take my as-is customary. I'll be taking December off. I think the podcast tends to peak around September, October. And then I have 2 bad months and I go, give me some time off. And then it takes a while to get back into the flow. But I think from January, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I have learned the lesson. I am just loving doing things with this hand. I didn't sleep very well. I got up at 5 to get here early. And then the plane had to hit the brakes. And we all said, oh no, what will we do now? What will we do now? I'm ending the so the podcast is just the season. You know, if this is season, maybe season one is before I go. Well, this has all been season one. Season one is a man basically trying to figure out on his own and trying to do something new and not doing a very good job. Season two is a man taking all he's learned. I've said this about 8 times on the podcast. I've declared this is the end and it's a new beginning. And it's never been true. I hope it's true. January. Very strong visual element coming. Very strong organizational element coming. 2 Sams will be getting to work. Can I say it like that? If you know, you know. And it'll be regimented and good and beautiful. And that'll be starting in January. I was going to record my stand-up comedy at this show in DC. I've decided not to do it because I only have... Anyway, this damn orange juice heartburn. Do these patches do something? Yeah, look, I mean, it's all administrative stuff. No one... Some people care, and I love you for caring. I appreciate that. I thank you all for joining me on this beautiful journey along the way. Now, we're fixing the podcast, and that'll start in January, and I'll take some time off. But the podcast will keep coming out, but I'll be taking time off because I've got these other episodes recorded. So I'll have the interviews with people. So they'll come out and that'll fill up December for you all nicely. But the podcast and also the Patreon will keep every week, you know, something will come out on the Patreon. But yeah, I'm interested in, it's been a lot of work to, I work hard, I get up, I work hard. Here's my problem. I just, man, we put out three. Man, I hope this isn't the last episode of the podcast I ever do because this plane goes down. That was spooky. I'm a little shook. And they did give me a $20 meal voucher. They said, well done, you got a $20 meal voucher because we kicked you off the flight. $20 doesn't buy you all that much at the airport, I'll tell you that. Oh, you got a $20 meal voucher? What would you like? Half a banana and the smell of an oily rag? No, I'll just take the half a banana, please. Keep your rag. You sure? It's very nice oil. The smell is fantastic. Man's allowed to buy shoes if he wants. Ah, I work hard. I should be allowed to have shoes. First of all, that'll go away. I think I've joined the middle class has touched the lives of so many young people. All this. You know, I suppose one is meant to read T.S. Eliot and go, my goodness, what a... I am so small and little by comparison. I could never be as good as him. But, you know, reading The Wasteland, I go, yeah. He's my colleague. They will be boarding my flight soon. Wish me luck with these dang patches. Don't we all need a little extra love in our life? I welcome your suggestions on this. Something, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like... Move over, morbidly obese Hawaiian man. I never want to eat another taco again. It's all tacos here. You've been so good to me. I keep seeing shadows pass across there. Yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go. If we miss the flight and miss the gig because we were here in the quiet room, that will be... All right, God bless you. I love you. I miss you. I want you to need your catamaran ho. Goodbye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.